Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to welcome you today to this special day in the life of our university. To begin our brief ceremony, I'd like to call on student athlete Weldon Brown to lead us in our invocation. Hello, everybody. Everybody bow their heads. God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for our friends and our families, Lord God. I just thank you right now for the staff, Lord God, of Louisiana Tech, everybody that's associated with Tech, Lord God. I just ask, Lord God, that you just keep your hand and keep blessing us, Lord God. I just thank you right now, God, for your blood, Lord God, because we know right now, Lord God, if it wasn't for you on the cross, Lord God, we wouldn't be here. And it's just such a blessing, Lord God, and an honor, Lord God. I just thank you for the Terry Bradshaw that's making here safely, Lord God, and just being a help, Lord God, to people and to families, Lord God, and just being an inspiration, Lord God. We just give you all the praise and all the glory, and we ask that you keep your hand on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Weldon. Terry, I'm sure by now you know that these are the best of times at Louisiana Tech. The academic reputation of the school is at an all-time high. Research is up, building is up, all the measurements that universities are gauged by all signal up at our school. The reason for this is the leadership that we enjoy from our president, Dr. Dan Renaud, who is here with the first lady of our university, Linda Renaud. My pleasure now to introduce President Dr. Renaud.
Thank you, Jim. You know, Terry and I came to Louisiana Tech about the same time. He came in 1966, I came in 1977. Let me change that and say 1967. He was a big man on campus, a famous star, and I was a lowly assistant professor of engineering. I said, just give me time. And so here we are, 40 years later. He's internationally known, a household face and familiar, and I'm a lovely university professor. We've been consistent in our careers. No, it's been a pleasure to have known Terry Bradshaw from the first of his playing days until the very day of today. We happened, Linda and I, to have been in the audience at the State Fair game when the famous bomb that a few of you remember was thrown and won that game. You remember it, Terry, I'm sure you do. And from then on, his star rose. There's a great author named Thomas Wolfe, as a familiar to mine, and he wrote a book that was called You Can't Go Home Again. And I read it several times. But Terry, you've proven that's wrong, and it's incorrect. And you've done it in an incredible manner, and you have come home again in such fine style. Thomas Wolfe also wrote a book called Look Home an Angel that had deep meaning. And I think it's appropriate there that we have an angel, too, who's brought back to Louisiana Tech so much and continuously recognizes us and gives credit to Louisiana Tech and maybe of how it began shaping his career. Terry's contributions make a bold statement about Louisiana Tech and the special place it is. But most importantly, it speaks to the type of person that Terry Bradshaw is. He's fiercely loyal to his school, and his generosity is unmatched. He's brought great publicity and acclaim from his playing days wearing the red and blue to his championship years with the Pittsburgh Steelers through his successful broadcast and acting career and now by his contribution to his alma mater. Terry has responded when we needed him. He's one of the major dynamos lobbying he was to get us into the WAC conference. He called the commissioner, he called WAC presidents, he even went on national television to make a special plea for Louisiana Tech to enter the WAC. And as you know, Terry Bradshaw can be very persuasive and tireless in doing anything for Louisiana Tech. Today's ceremony marks the formal dedications of Terry's gifts to his alma mater. The items donated to Tech inside include the following: 4 Super Bowl rings from Super Bowls 9, 10, 13, and 14. College and Pro Football Hall of Fame rings, NFL Hall of Fame bust, 4 replica Lombardi trophies awarded to the winning Super Bowl team, and a Super Bowl helmet and jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming a Louisiana Tech welcome, our friend, our benefactor, and our national star, Terry Bradshaw.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm not one that does things for publicity. I don't believe that's how we're really truly blessed in our lives, by having accomplishments and then hoping that your donations make the paper and everybody says what a wonderful person you are. I appreciate the opportunity just to have the university and Dr. Reno and Jim Oakes and Coach Becknell, just when I made a suggestion, would you be interested in these articles, they said yes. We go through life, and I think so many of us that are here today, we did, every now and then we do stop and think about what our blessings are. And as I told our football team earlier, everything that I am, everything that I have, every one of you that know me, that know me now that are much younger, it's all because of this university. And while I don't sport the greatest GPA coming out of here, I made A's in football. And to be from a school at the time that was considered a small college, and to be the first player taken in a draft and have so many people doubt me, which was to doubt this school and what it represents, I think it speaks volumes for how far this wonderful institution has come. And certainly anything can happen, as I tell these athletes and to all these students, anything can happen to anyone if they just truly have a reason to get up every day and have a goal, have a plan, have a dream, and work hard. And of course, we don't all achieve them. I had no idea that all of this would happen, and I'm so humbled by it. And these kinds of things are not impressive to me because I did them. They're more, it makes me feel good that I can share it with all of you and let you enjoy them. They're on display in here. I have two girls, and they don't really care that much about any of this stuff. And it's for all of us. We've all had an amazing ride in my 57 years. The most fun I ever had was here. The greatest coaching, as far as I was concerned, was here with Coach I.A. and Coach Maxie Lambright. And the greatest impact on my life was Mickey Slaughter, without question. This was the place for me. This is where God wanted me to come. This is where I learned. This is where I learned how to grow up as a man, how to deal with struggles and not being a starter and failing and all of those lessons of life. And to be able to come back now and just say thank you, Dr. Reno, Jack, to all of you, to all these Tech fans, alumni, this isn't much. It really isn't. But if you're proud of it, then I'm proud to give it to you. And God bless all of you. This is a great day. I've gone on. This is my mother right here. That's my mom, Novice. That's my dad, Bill. And we made all the games, because for all you athletes, we only flew one time. That was when we went up and played in the Grantland Rice Bowl, and that was the scariest thing I've ever been a part of in my life. And then this is my dearest friend over here, James Davison, who's really been inspirational in me as a student and as a businessman, and just a dear friend. And James Davison, I think everybody knows James over here. But this is just a great day, and I'm so proud of all of you for being proud of me. Makes me feel good that you're proud of me. I think we all go through life, either from my parents or somewhere, we just want people to be proud of us. And I can always come back here and know I'm welcome. And believe me, that means a lot to this guy from Shreveport, Louisiana. God bless you all. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. On behalf of the football team that is behind you out there, I just wanted to thank Terry from the bottom of our hearts. It's amazing to me where life takes you sometimes. I was just sitting back there thinking, I'm actually on the stage with Terry Bradshaw. That is unbelievable. I mean that sincerely. And honest to goodness, Terry, this is no phony sucking up to him or anything. This is legit because we... And he may not believe it, but I have the pictures in my room to prove it. When I was growing up, the Steelers were my team. Not initially because of Terry Bradshaw, I'm sorry. But my dad coached Mike Krusek, who became Terry's backup. And that was the only NFL player I knew at the time. I remember one time Mike Krusek came over to our house, and I called all of my friends and said, hey, you got to get over. There's an NFL guy here. And, of course, the guy that we watched on TV and idolized, Terry and Jack Lambert and all those guys growing up, were it means so much to me. And then here I am from Orono, Maine, and now I'm down in Louisiana sitting on a stage with Terry Bradshaw and able to call him a very good friend. And I'll tell you what, I know this about Terry. He's a very genuine person. He's very honest and really means what he says. And that means a great deal to us as a football team that he's behind us and that he represents what this school is all about. And you know, as you go back through there, I'm anxious for everybody to see the great display area. But when we start bringing recruits on the campus, everybody kind of knows that Terry played here and things. But when we start to say, you know what, this is what Terry Bradshaw gave to us, probably his most prized possessions, things that mean a great deal to him, he gave it to this school. And that shows you how close and how much of a part of our family he is. And when our recruits go in there and look at 4 Super Bowl rings and the Hall of Fame bust and the college football and the Pro Football Hall of Fame ring, we can say, you know what, that came from right here. In my opinion, the greatest player to ever play the game. I'm not just saying that. I think I can make a very good argument that that's the case. The greatest player that has ever played the game, period, anywhere in the world, came from Louisiana Tech. I can tell you this, that it'll mean a great deal to this program through the years. I'm excited about the recruits coming in and being able to say that. And because of Terry and just because he's out there and being a champion for our cause and these guys out there underneath the tree there, the team know that, you know what, a guy from this school attained the greatest heights that you could ever attain in the game of football. And so from the bottom of our hearts, sincerely, Terry, we appreciate everything that you've done. This unbelievable donation, which will live on forever, I think, and means so much, not only to recruits and everything else, but everybody out there. This is our family, and this is the greatest champion of our family, and just means a great deal to all of us. So thank you very much.
Before we conclude this ceremony, there are two people I would like to recognize. One, who I haven't seen yet, is Jerry Murphy, who is the president of Murphy & Orr, which is the design company that has put this incredible display together. Jerry, are you here? He was coming from Atlanta. There he is, Jerry Murphy. Thank you very much, Jerry, for your great work on our behalf. The other person I want to recognize is our assistant athletic director, Tommy Sizemore, who has worried so much. His worry about securing this display, Terry, exceeds all of the collective worry that could be matched in this athletic program. Tommy's done a great job of working with Jerry to ensure that the display is bulletproof, shatterproof, there's lasers, there's all sorts of security devices inside. In just a minute, we're going to ask the media to come in first so they can capture Terry in front of the displays. Then we want all of you certainly to come through, see the display area, go to the Gerald room. Dr. Guthrie Gerald is here and will help lead the way where we have refreshments. And if you get a chance, walk upstairs and take the elevator and take a glance at the new field. Thank you very much for being here. Terry, thank you for everything you've done for our school. Thank you very much.